Did you enjoy your Labor Day? The first paying job I can remember having was mowing our church's lawn in Clarkston, Washington. I would mow each Saturday evening, and at the end of the month, I would turn in my bill to one of the church members who would pay me in cash. I started at $5 a job, and then later it became $6, and then $7. It was good. $20 a month was a lot for me in 1985. I could take that money and I could bike to the corner store for a 35-cent pack of baseball cards, hoping to get the Mark McGuire Olympic team rookie. Take that pack home, chew the gum inside, spread the cards out on the floor, and think, that lawnmower can make baseball cards. Turned out that lawnmower could also make Hardy Boys books and Radio Shack computer software and electric trains. Isn't it satisfying when we can enjoy the fruits of our labors, as they say? Probably all of you have worked at something, been paid for it, and then had the pleasure of enjoying what your labors could become. Some shoes you really wanted, a pair of jeans with holes in them, a box of waffle fries at Quick Trip. King Solomon talks about waffle fries in Ecclesiastes, well, in a way. Ecclesiastes 3:13. Also, when anyone eats, drinks, and experiences the good things that his hard work leads to, this is God's gift. Or we could say it another way, the fruits of your labors are gifts from God. Do you think about that when you put your bank card into the machine or drop your coins on the canteen counter to take your candy? Do you think about this, that this is God's gift? It's true. Maybe you push the mower, but it's God's gift that you eat, drink, and experience any good thing that comes from your work. What a great God we have, that he gives us the skills and the strength we need to work, and then he blesses us with its fruits. What a great God we have, that he gives us parents and grandparents and professors and friends to teach us how to learn things and how to do things so that we can find work to do, so that he can give us many good gifts. Now, I know that work is not always enjoyable. Because sin is in the world, work now is way harder than it was at first at creation. Work can be mind-numbing and painful and overwhelming and boring, and it can seem pointless sometimes, especially your work as students. I saw a refrigerator magnet this summer, and I thought of some of you, and the magnet said, yet another day where I did not use algebra even once. Do you ever feel that way? That the work you are asked to do does not have much purpose? And yet, whatever that work is, God will use it so that you can experience the good things that hard work leads to. And this is a gift from him to you. So we could probably all complain a little less when our jobs are hard. We don't really have to grumble and think, really, Lord, can't you just give me the money? Like, make it appear next to my plate at breakfast? Well, Why don't you look on your plate instead? The gift is already there. A blessing that comes through someone's labor. When you appreciate that the fruits of your labors are really gifts from God, that is the key to being satisfied in any work that you do. For these fruits are expressions of God's love for you. A loving care that, bright as it is only a sidelight, an extension of an even greater love. A love for you that he showed when he sent his one and only son to die for you on that horrible cross. Placing on Jesus that terrible punishment of hell, which you deserved. His love for you, a sinner, that took all your wrongdoing and erased it forever from your criminal record. That love is reflected in every other gift that God gives to you. That love at the cross is reflected in all the good things that come to you through your work. And so when you click on that video game you just bought, or turn the key in that car that you worked so hard to get, you can say to yourself, these things are God's gifts. He loves me. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. Amen. Let's sing hymn 570. 570 verses 1 and 6 through 8. The first verse and the last three.